Welcome back to Transform and Roll Out Season 3, continuation of Season 3, Episode 9. So if you haven't checked it out already, we highly recommend that you go back and listen to the episodes and then come and join us. But if you haven't had time for that, we will try to give you as much of a summary as we can. In this season, we have plans to do something we've never heard or seen anywhere before, and we're excited to show you. So let's get on with the introductions of our characters and our players. And I'll start with Clickbait. Would you mind describing who you will be playing and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals?
Sure. Okay, so hey guys, I will be playing Allegory. She is a Cybertronian Autobot. She's an intelligence officer. She kind of turns into a Cybertronian chip. She is currently, I think she is still red and black, looking like an elite guard. I don't know if she ever changed back. And her current thoughts and goals are just to figure out what the heck is going on.
Thank you. Next up is Lindsay.
Hey guys, I'm Lindsay Rousseau. I am playing Alita One. And yes, she's a little out of sorts being in a brand new universe and realizing that there's this threat that is threatening all the universes. But as is the case with her often, she's just ready to figure out what she can do and how she can help and take down this new scourge.
Awesome. Hexamus.
Hi, I'm Hexamus, and I'm playing Synthwave, a mint green and magenta rescue bot helicopter. Obviously, by the name, she loves music, is bright and bubbly and boisterous, and right now her current thoughts are just making sure that Luna Star is perfectly safe and sound.
Sounds good. Next up is Onyx.
Hi, I'm Onyx. I'll be playing Scorchmance, who is a red with red flames. Turns into a Cybertronian car, and he's very excited to be here.
Next up, we have Lapis.
Yeah, absolutely. I play Frostbite. She is just a big blue dragon lady with little yellow horns. In robot mode, she's got the big wings on the back, and little like aqua slash teal colored optics. She really doesn't have too many thoughts or goals. I mean, she's wondering about the TBD and the situation they're in, and the hopes that her Allegory and Synthwave don't die horribly before they can get back to their timeline and beat up Zeta.
Good. That's a good description.
Thank you.
Celeste, would you mind describing who you play and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals?
Hi, I'm Celeste, and I'm playing as Domina. Domina is a very giant robot woman. She turns into a Cybertronian train. In her robot mode, she has a cannon in each arm, cannon and blade. She is orange with black and white. And Domina is just getting ready to continue her mission to find the anomaly along with new friends she made earlier in the sewers. But now she's finally out of the sewers, so she's very thankful for that.
Awesome. So they're finally out of the sewer again.
No sewer ravioli.
And finally, I am Kilobyte, and I'll be your DM, your Primus, your god for this round. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah,
let's do it.
So we're going to continue where we left off on our previous episode. Our bots find themselves in an alleyway, laying low after disturbing Zeta's parade with a Sharkticon attack. They are staring at Luna Star off in the distance, and Alita's tracker has gone off. It's a tracker to find the Prime Relics, and it's pointing towards Luna's direction. What's the plan, players?
So I've never seen Luna. What do they look like?
Luna is a giant 500 feet tall titan. Their colors are mint green with cinnamon red accents, and on their forehead they have a star, and that's hence the name Luna Star. And they turn into a spaceship because you can see on their shoulders the thrusters of a big spaceship.
Giant woman.
Yes.
So does this look like the Luna Star from Allegory's planet? Because I know we saw the last she saw Luna Star went down
Our Martian
on
equivalent.
Cybertron.
Yes, it does look like the exact Luna Star from your timeline.
Okay.
What Synthwave
was
is
that?
rushing over to Luna Star, wailing the entire way,
Well,
Luna!
they are quite a ways from you. I'd say
She just
200
put the
feet
red
from
screen.
you, in the distance.
She's running, screaming, ready to fly. Doesn't matter. Exactly. It's not going to stop her from getting this to Luna.
Can I look over Alita's shoulder and see what's going on with their tracker?
You can roll me a perception.
Oh, goodness. Hold on. I wasn't ready.
And I'll have Lindsay roll a perception to see if they notice somebody. Yeah, somebody looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, sure.
Oh. I'm going to run after Synthwave and try and get her to be quiet, even though I'm also excited to see Lunastar.
That is going to be 9.
9. Okay. And for Onyx?
Well, I'm very perceptive, as you can see. I got a 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fancy alarm clock you got there.
Alita doesn't notice anybody trying to look over her shoulders. And Scorchum, as you try to look, but Alita's very focused on it. And it's very close to her chest to really, for you to be able to see what the tracker is pointing at.
What you got there?
The tracker seems to be registering something. It seems to be this giant bot in front of us.
What is that track exactly?
It tracks prime artifacts. I've been using it to help find all the ones in my universe, but it appears to work in this one as well.
That's very interesting.
Yes, it seems to be in their head.
Does it tell you what kind?
No, I don't think so. DM, does it?
It does not. It just shows you the location of the item.
No, I have no way of knowing that. I just know that there is one here.
Well, it can't be used for anything good in this timeline.
Well, then I suppose we find a way to extract it.
Lead the way.
Is Lunastar, like, mobile, moving? I mean, obviously, if this thing is in their head, they probably don't want me messing around in there.
Currently, Lunastar is standing still off in the distance. Their optics are dimmed as if they're in, like, in a sleep state.
Okay. I suggest we be rather stealthy, because I personally don't want to fight this.
Yes, as we're running stealthy towards her.
And never mind.
I'm on my way.
A little late on that news for
maybe
those
they two won't notice.
As Allegory and Synthwave kind of start rushing, and Allegory's trying to stop Synthwave from rushing to Luna.
I don't care that she's rushing, I just want her to stop screaming. Like, shh, Synthwave, shh, we're being stealthy.
Oh, not necessary. We all have, you know, comms.
That's true. As that is happening, next to Scorchmiz and Alita, Domina, you receive a message on your communicator. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Okay. The message you receive is from Nickel. That says that the council is calling you back for an urgent matter, and that they need you to be present because they have a new request for you from the timelines.
Okay, and at this moment, Domina was running away with everybody after correct?
You're located in a alleyway with the rest of the group after you escaped the sewers.
Okay. All right, I think I'm in a good place right now. I don't have any time to tell everybody else where I'm going, but... Okay, Neko, I'm ready whenever you are. Here are my coordinates. So she sends Neko the coordinates to get called in.
Okay, Neko says, received... And we'll be there in a few clicks.
Perfect.
As you send this message, do you want to let the other players know, or do you just want to kind of back away and kind of get beamed up? How do you want to deal with these news?
How far away is Domino with these other characters from everybody else?
They're all standing next to you. The only one that's far away is Frostfang. They're flying. They're currently flying.
I'm going to kick somebody's butt and steal their armor.
Okay, perfect. So Domino's is going to take a quick moment just to say, I am being called. I have to leave. I cannot continue this mission with you guys, but I hope I can see you and help you guys later on.
You bet.
Stay safe. And I hope whatever your mission is, you guys succeed. Stay safe. Nobody die, please.
That one, no promises, though.
Okay, I'll switch to Frostfang first when you're trying to steal somebody's armor.
Yeah, Allegory sicked me on somebody like a dog.
Okay, the guards are currently, they were all running around trying to grab the Shark Dakan, and they were all trying to kind of gather the one you threw out and all the panic. So there's two currently now kind of picking up a trash can.
Yeah, I would like to, you know how like birds of prey will swoop down on like a mouse in the middle of a field with their claws and then just like yeet them into the air and like fly away. That's me. I want to do that.
Okay. Roll me in a dex.
Okay. 18.
Within 18, you swoop down and you land on this poor guard that was fixing up a trash can.
Frostfang!
Pinned to the floor.
I got him! Don't worry!
We have to go!
I already have him. I'm coming. This man is attached. My feet, my clawed feet, are attached to this man's shoulders, and I have picked him and lifted him into the air.
And you're flying with the... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've selected this guy. DM, can I look down on him and be like, hey, what's your name?
You can. They're not going to respond to you as they're currently freaking out because they're very high in the air and they hate heights.
Okay, I'll change my tone then. I'll go, hey, listen, if you don't tell me your name, I'm going to drop you.
He's going to look up at you and be like, no, you listen. And he puts out his gun and tried points at you. You put me down.
I will eat your gun and then eat you. Choose wisely. You shoot me and you're going down, buddy. We are both going down. So name... And then maybe I'll put you down nicely.
Frostfang, hurry!
I'm coming!
It's fine, fine. My name's Steve.
Oh, my God.
Is he a Viacom by chance?
Hi, Steve. I'm Frostfang.
Well, with the armor, you can't tell what he turns into.
Yeah, I give him a little wave and a smile. Hi, I'm Frostfang. Anyways, let's go.
Aren't we enemies? Why are you waving at me?
No, you're my friend now. Sorry, we're buddies.
Hashtag new NPC.
Guys, this is our new NPC. I took him.
Please adopt him.
Yeah, I've adopted him.
After a few seconds, Domina, Nego sends you a message, says, we have arrived, prepared to be beamed up as it slowly charged. And you've been beamed up before. You kind of know the timing on when the beam is going to get down or kind of come down. And as the beam is charging, you look up in the air and you see Frostfang carrying one of the soldiers in your direction. The beam is starting to power up and shoot down.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. After Domina just mumbling to herself, after being careful, just being away from the others, Frostfang doesn't know. And she realized it was going to happen.
Frostfang's got her AirPods in.
No.
She can't hear you.
She tries to wave at Frostfang, but I think by that time it's too late.
I'm staring at Steve, sorry.
Woohoo! Good job, Frostfang!
Okay, as you wave at Frostfang, and Frostfang is looking down and just listening to Allegory, good job, and not paying a notice, a beam comes down and hits Frostfang, Steve, and Domina, and you all have been beamed up.
I'm here for this.
So we have Steve now?
Now you have Steve. Yes, you have Steve. Steve got beamed up.
Steve. Oh my God, I love Steve.
With that,
I know. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Well, I hope they're
all. Did we notice that?
Good luck.
It would be Alita and Scorchimus because you two are both already moving towards Lunastar, so you're farther away from the group.
Wow. Wow.
I hardly knew you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
What's
my God.
Are you all trying to go to sneak?
Do you want to see my starship?
I mean, Alita always does everything stealthy, but apparently the other party members thought otherwise.
I tried to make her be stealthy. It's not working.
Some of them are missing a few brain modules, but you know.
Wow.
Nice, right?
So, Scorchimus, are you going to sneak too, or are you going to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see how well that goes. You need me to roll?
Okay. Yeah, I'll have you and Lita roll sneak. I don't know if Synthwave wants to try or just wants to keep running in Allegory. Again, if you're running after Synthwave, it would probably be difficult to stealth.
Can roll with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yes, you would roll with disadvantage.
I'm going to try to be sneaky. I also get advantage on sneak, so it's fine.
That's an 18 for Lita.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Lindsay. I got a natural one.
Ooh. Oh, she's just going to leave you behind then.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay, I got a 6.
You tripped over something and fell.
6, what the heck?
That seems reasonable.
How are you more stealthy than me?
I don't know. I just have advantage on sneak. That's all.
Okay, Alita, you stick to the shadows and you start moving, and suddenly you hear a trash can get tipped over and Scorchimus on the floor.
Excuse me, trash can. I'm walking here.
As he knocked it over. And Allegory, you see Synthwave kind of stick to the shadows, which you've never seen her done that before. But suddenly she's blended in with all the alleyways and the buildings. And you got lost now of exactly where she's going through the shadows.
It checks out.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you say hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh. You've been left alone.
No, it's fine. I'll do it myself.
Okay. So 25 feet have been moved between all of you. Roll me a perception, Scorchimus, as Alita, you have now gotten on top of buildings to try to get an advantage and kind of look down, and you can see him stumbling along the way.
That's a 16.
16. Okay. As you're stumbling and trying your best to find the group, around the corner you see a group of guards cleaning up the mess the crew has done, picking up the Sharkticon and throwing it down the sewer. And you see them kind of angry because now they have to clean this mess, and they got some broom sweeping, and it's not what they would like to do, as they also survey the area.
Those poor Sharkticons.
I will need the whole group to roll me another stealth check.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Continue to go through the alleyways.
Do I still have to roll with disadvantage? Oh my gosh.
Since you lost her, it would be like a normal stealth check.
Okay. That's another 18 for me.
Bro, I rolled an 8.
I got a 7.
14.
I found you.
Okay, Alita has blended with the shadows. They're hard to see. Scorchimus, you've gotten the hang of it a little, and you started to stick to red buildings and kind of blend in with the paint, so it would be easier for you to stealth through. And Allegory, you hear a trash can get knocked over at Synthwave. You see Synthwave kick it over in her haste to go to Luna, and you manage to catch up here.
Where did you come from, trash can? Whose side are you on?
This is either a very clean city or just has a lot of trash cans.
Because since most bots were going to be out watching the parade and they were getting snacks, they didn't want the streets to be filthy.
Makes sense.
It's logic.
Thank you. You all continue to go through the alleyways. Alita, you are jumping and doing acrobatics from building to building just fine. No bots. That you're aware of your surroundings. You see all the guards doing their rotations. You've kind of gotten the hang of when they're moving and that when your chance to move is. So you've been out of sight, but you still keep an eye on Scorchimus as you see him like jumping from wall to wall, kind of almost cartoon like as they try to sneak around.
Whispering to myself, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious.
And after a while of searching and running, I'll need one more stealth check as you all regroup in front of Luna Star.
That's an 11 for me.
Whoa!
I got a natural 20.
Bro, why didn't you get 8? I got a 7 again.
Okay, so...
Hey, it could be worse, I got a 3.
So, Alita, as you're jumping, you suddenly your step gives, and a tile of the building kind of falls as two guards are walking by, but you manage to back away just in time as the tile hits the floor, and they look up and they do not spot you. But because of that, Scorchimus, as you're peeking your head out, the two guards kind of see a red silhouette, and you can hear them go, "I think I saw something there." And they start moving in your direction.
Okay, they think they saw me.
Yes.
Okay. They don't know they saw me.
No.
Okay. I do my minor invisibility.
Okay, you've completely disappeared. You need to roll?
I gotta roll a thing, yeah. Because it's not full invisibility, it's minor. So I gotta roll a D. 20.
Oh my gosh.
That's my con. If it's 13 or higher, I'm invisible. Oh my goodness, my con is not very high.
You just think you're invisible if you roll lower than a 13.
Well, I got a 6, so nothing happens. I'm going to pretend that it did work and just put myself against the wall, because you said the walls were kind of red. I'm just going to put both my hands above the wall, just kind of like put myself against it as much as possible and hope for the best. Hopefully Primus shines down upon me.
You lean against the wall and you concentrate, and your form is flickering as you try to make yourself invisible as the two guards approach and are rounding the corner. I'm going to see if they see you or not. They rolled a 13, and the guards turn and they see...
Hold, put your hands up.
As you are focusing on your invisibility.
So I kind of just stare at them, because my hands are already up, technically, above my head. And I slowly lump them forward and I go, oh no, I'm a prisoner.
You do that, one of the guards is going to get closer and going to put some cuffs on you.
What kind of cuffs?
Do you... Your regular cuffs.
Regular cuffs? What do I do?
Do we see this?
You're ahead of him, so you don't see it. Alita is seeing all this.
Do we all have a comm channel yet?
You do. You should be able to communicate. Okay, we have a
group chat. Yeah, I'm going to communicate to them. Guys, we have a minor problem.
Oh, no.
What kind of minor problem?
He's getting arrested.
Oh, what? No.
Like, whip around?
I'm going to turn around.
Can I just start combat with these guys?
You can.
This is going to go so badly.
I would like to pop out a mini-con that I have called Double Whammy and equip them.
Oh my gosh.
That's perfect. I'll give you a surprise round, because they're just going to walk to put the handcuffs, so they're not expecting for you to resist.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He turns into a blaster.
I like it.
And he gives me... What does he do when he power links? Your partner gains additional attack for two turns. Can only be used once a day. Okay. I'm just going to do that now. Alright. Surprise round. Do I just roll the hit?
Yes. With advantage.
With advantage?
Is it advantage or is it double damage?
It's just I get to attack twice.
Then there you go. Yes. Just roll the hit.
First one's 21.
That hits.
Awesome. That's going to deal 5.
Okay.
And then the second one is an 11.
That's their AC that hits.
Okay. So then that will do additional 5. So grand total of 10.
Nice. Okay. Where are you shooting this bot?
Right in the chest. Right where hopefully the spark chamber is.
Good job.
Okay. You take out your minicon. How do you power links with your minicon? Do they just transform the weapon and you grab them, or do they become part of your...
It's part of my arm and becomes a gun.
Nice. Okay, so your minicom pops out, it merges with you, and you blast this bot twice in the chest, and you see them go down as a bunch of energon starts leaking, and now his partner is aware. He's ready to shoot, so we will roll initiative. And as this is happening, Synthwave and Allegory, you've trailed back, and you see Scorchimus knock down one of the guards while the other one is now prepping their blaster to shoot back at him.
I'm also running towards him.
Okay, you're above him in the building, so you can...
Oh, if I'm above him, I'm down.
Jump
yes.
down and
I'm
kick him.
Pulling out my sniper rifle.
Get him. Maintain the high ground.
Okay, so everybody roll me
an 18.
What are we rolling to hit?
Initiative.
Initiative.
Oh, hey, that's not
funny. I got a 1.
Thanks. I rolled a nat 20. Wait, where's my modifier for initiative?
That's a natural 20. I got a roll for the guards.
I got a 9.
Well, it's a nat 20.
Woohoo! Woo!
Okay, with that, Alita goes first.
Great, so I whip out my sniper rifle, seeing this going on, and I see the one bot fall, and I'm going to roll to hit the other one.
Okay, let's go.
That's a 14 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so that is... These two plus this one. Okay, so that is going to be 17 points of damage.
Hey, how do you want to kill this boss?
I'm going right for where his spark is.
Okay, so you would you're shooting almost like the collarbone, because
exactly.
They do have armor, so you hit them in the collarbone and you see the blast goes down. You kind of see their chest kind of implode as they expand a little, and then it kind of compress, and they fall to the ground.
Nice.
I applaud.
And then I look down at him and I'm like, can we try and pretend to be stealthy?
Yes.
Yeah, Synthwave.
As I'm leaning down to pick up the handcuffs. Look, they might come in handy later. You never know.
Oh my gosh.
Is there anything else you want to do?
Are both guards dead?
Uh-huh. One of them is bleeding out at the moment. It's very hurt. And then the other one's dead. So I don't know if Alita wants to do something else. If not, it would be Allegory's turn.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, Allegory, would be your turn.
How far away am I at this point?
You were 20 feet ahead of them because of Synthwave just maniacally running away. So you're 20 feet away from the guard.
20 feet away? And he's already down?
Yeah, he's on the floor.
And okay, if I attack
between
with my
the guard and the and Scorchimus, you would have the pincer movement, so you would have advantage against the guard.
Okay, I would like to do that, and then I'm gonna roll to hit with my Energon M sword because my cannon is I'd have to use it further away. So actually, I'm gonna do. How does my hand to hand have a higher than my? Okay, I'm gonna do hand-to-hand combat, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just try and punch this guy's face in, I suppose. Let me roll to hit. A 12.
12 hits?
Some damage. Eight damage.
Okay. How do you want to cave in his face?
I just want to, I'm gonna kind of jump, and I'm gonna do like a superhero landing, but instead my fist goes straight into his faceplate.
Okay. Scorchimus, you see Allegory jump, do a flip, and as they are landing, they punch this poor guard in the face, caving their faceplate and face in as more energon comes out of their wound, and you see their lights flicker, and they're dead. End of combat.
Woohoo! I would now like to loot the bodies for their armor.
I was going to say. Yeah. Damn, just in the good
because
on them.
I already look kind of like them. I actually missed that earlier. I don't look like an elite guard any longer. I look like whatever these are, as close as I could get anyways.
Yep. So you managed to get a full set of armor from both. The one that Scorchimus hit does have two bullet holes on the armor plate on the chest. So if you were to use it, it would give you away, if that makes sense. The other armor is intact. It's just kind of burnt on the inside because of the explosion. But other than that, on the outside, it looks pristine.
Yeah, I'll grab that one.
Okay, you get the pristine one, you leave the other one?
Yeah, pristine one.
Okay.
Yeah, unless somebody else wants it.
I just want the handcuffs.
But you wouldn't really fit in. Oh my gosh, why do you want... Do they have anything else on them? Any weapons that we can...
Yeah, any weapons or... Because
I need better weapons. I have
ammo.
Terrible weapons.
Money,
they have.
Ammo.
They have. They both have an electro whip. They have another set of handcuffs.
Ooh, I'll take
and
the
they just
too.
Have some small blasters.
Can I take the whip?
Yes, you can take the whip.
Yay.
Sensing
or the blaster. I don't really care.
Here.
Shush, be quiet.
They all have
hey,
whips
this
now.
Hey, this one is just born of convenience, okay?
Suspicious.
I would rather have a ranged weapon, but the whip would probably be more effective damage-wise. I'll wait to give final judgment until I hear the stats. Now that I look super stealthy. Yeah. That was a way easier combat than I remember it'd be.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, don't say that.
These must be much lower level grunts.
Now we're gonna die next time.
Yeah, probably, okay. But you know what? I say it.
So the one that has the two holes on its chest has an SMG, which is a 1d6 plus 2 damage, single-handed, has 60 range feet, and then 60 feet of range, and then it has 20 max ammos. And so they have 40 out of that ammunition on themselves. But it can only carry 20. So they have pretty much two clips. And then the other one has a shotgun, which is a two-handed shotgun. It's a 1d10 damage, range 30 feet, and it only can carry 8 shells. And that one has on its waist. You can see the shells, kind of like a bandolier. The whip is a 1d6 plus 2, and it's single-handed.
1d6 plus 2. So I know the guards have like blasters, but is it like a common theme that every guard has a whip? Like, would it be out of place if I didn't have one, or is it just some guards have them?
Every guard so far has had a whip. It seems to be standard use in this military.
Because I have an Energon cannon that would suffice as like a ranged weapon that they seem to carry as well. But if I'm going to look the part, then I definitely want to have something that seems to be standard issue.
Yep. As you take the armor off, you can see the details of these bots. Their paint has been almost sun dried out, I think it's the term. When like they get too much sun and they just kind of like become very faded.
Sun bleached.
There we go. Yes, sun bleached out, as if, you know, they've been wearing this armor and that's all they've been doing. The one that its chest caved in was seemed to be an all-terrain ground vehicle, and the other one seemed to turn into a motorcycle. But the armors helped cover the tires. That way they all kind of looked the same and it wasn't easy to distinguish their alt modes. And then there's another pair of handcuffs because they both had one. And they have a little remote.
Who would like to carry the handcuffs?
Me, I volunteer.
You already have one.
You already have
I can carry all the handcuffs.
No, I'll
or Alita should take it.
I mean, I'm happy to carry them if someone else wants to.
I'll give them to you.
You throw them up because they're on the roof.
Catch it. Just hawk it your way.
Like a chuck.
Well, guys, it seems like we need to be more stealthy. Next time, we'll just have to be a lot more quiet.
Lita just rolls her eyes.
I'm going back for Luna. I'm leaving. I'm already gone.
Look, we all want to figure out who the culprit is, but together, we are into this. I said that backwards.
It's you. It's you, Scorch. It's here. It's your fault. But at least we have armor now, so that's good. Hey, maybe we should hide these bodies really quick
before we
run off.
Can we put them in the trash cans that
There's
are everywhere?
There's trash cans nearby. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Put them in the trash.
There are two small ones and there's a dumpster.
Obviously the dumpster.
I'm going to put one of them in the small one. Just really jam them in there.
Does it fit?
Roll me a strength. Roll me a strength to see how much
you've
been this poor moment. You selected your fate.
Please, dice gods. Primus, give me the strength. I got a 12.
Yeah, you pretty put good. This poor bot in the trash can. You can hear the squeaking of the metal as you just compress it, and you can hear the bending and all that, and you cram it into the trash can.
I don't know. For some reason in my brain, I'm imagining like when he's squeezing in there, like parts of him, like the fine parts of him are poking or making indents in the can, like it's just.
Yes. Like it definitely looks like the trash can is full. It's definitely full of something in there.
I put my hands together. All right, let's go.
I'm gonna just put the other one in the dumpster because it's way easier.
You throw it in the dumpster, and you can hear the trash bottles and stuff like that shake as you dump them in there, and they just close the lid.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just gonna like dust off my hands, like, and onto the next thing.
Okay. You're close by to the locations. You should be able, like, you look around, you don't see any more guards, and you're able to reach your destination without any more problems or inconveniences. And as you do, and you reach the Titan that stands before you, there's a wall around the feet of the Titan. It's a 200 feet tall wall. It has some guard towers on every other section of the wall. There's a total of 6 guard towers. There's a main gate that almost looks like the Jurassic Park gate wall, just to give you like a mental image. At the gate wall, there's 4 guards. There's 2 posted at the entrance where the gates would open, and trucks and or other personnel will walk through. And then there are two of them on the police box, the gate box, where they would have their little computers and kind of see who's walking in. You can also see trucks coming in and out of the compound, and you can clearly see that some of them have the name of materials next to it, like painted over it, just to let them know that, hey, these are resources or materials that you might need while stationed here. And the other ones have the troop name on it, and you can assume those are guards that would do rotations and come in and out of the compound. You can clearly see, even though they're 500 feet tall, their optics are large enough that you can clearly see better that they are powered down, and it looks like it's a kind of a mode of sleep that the Titan is.
So does it look like she's like standing in their base as like an asset, or like they're doing stuff to her?
It's hard to tell because of the wall, but she's definitely standing in the middle of the base, and you could assume that the wall was built around her, not that she came in there when the bowls were there. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This could be problematic.
Trying to not call out to her. Trying my hardest to stay quiet.
Bad idea.
I have a plan.
I don't know if it was clear, but the six guard towers, they all have at least one guard in them.
I was going to say, are they manned?
Yeah, they are all manned.
Allegory.
Just to iterate.
Yes, Scorchimus.
So you kind of look like these guys, right? That's been your whole mission here, at least from the last few cycles or clicks.
I mean, that's pretty much my entire thing is
what if we
undercover.
Use the handcuffs? We go in as your prisoners.
This is such a bad idea.
It always works in the movies.
Yeah,
no, it's going to be great.
It will work for us, for sure. It always
it's
going to
be great.
May not have worked for everyone, but it will work for us.
But we only have two sets of handcuffs.
I thought there was three guards. Was there two guards or three guards?
Two.
There were two guards. The fought you, there were two.
Is there like a scrap piece of metal maybe we can...
Yeah, the whip can be whipped around one of our hands as handcuffs.
I mean, if we're going to go this route, it might be better to see if we can get eyes on the outside. Alita, you're a pretty good shot, clearly. It might be better to have you set up as a sniper watching.
She's already in the shadows. Like, this is a stupid idea, and she's already like, I mean, she's got the comms on, she's listening. She's like, I'm already on this. Setting up a sniper position.
This is such a bad idea. We are probably...
You're talking to
the
wall.
What exactly? What is this? What are we hoping? Is this where Zeta seems to be? Is there any actual point to going into this compound aside from Lunastar, DM, that it looks like? Is this?
How dare you say it like she's such a trivial
piece. It's a tactical thing.
Alita once said there's a prime artifact in here. We could use that.
You're following Alita's tracker as well.
Yes, there's a prime artifact in her head.
Yes, and it's beeping louder now that you're closer to her.
Unless you two, I point to Synthwave and Allegory, could fly us up there and we can ignore this.
Yeah, but...
Do we see anybody else in the air? Would it be reasonable to assume that it could be dangerous to fly, like it could set off alarms?
For the time you've been here, you've definitely not seen any bots or anything in the air at all.
And when I was in the air,
I think that would be too
time.
Easy.
You were in the air close to the buildings with the when you threw the Sharkticon in last episode, but anything above the building has not been seen or heard throughout all interactions you've had. Like, because I know Allegory and Alita, you appeared in the sewers, the times you've been out here, you haven't even heard any other bots even fly above you at all, or any other spaceships. It's been very
and the guards
quiet.
Like, clearly have winged alt modes, right? Some of them
do, yes.
Okay, so it wouldn't make sense for them to not fly unless there was something that would happen if they did.
Mm. So no airtime.
So no flying. Primus, we have no insight on this place at all. No intel. We're basically going in blind.
Sounds like
but
fun.
We have no choice.
I'm pulling out my wrists.
It sounds like fun until
Big
one
smile.
Of us gets killed.
I'll be a prisoner.
I'm already very low on health.
For the mission.
Okay, do we have any bottles of Energon that we can do before this? Before
yes, I've been waiting for a minute
a really
to use
bad
them.
Idea.
Yeah, if you have any, they should be on your character sheet.
Yes, I have some. Actually, I'm going to, now that we have a moment, and I can actually do so, I'm going to use
chug.
Don't tell me twice. I'm going to use at least one bottle of Energon. I'm just going to see how much I actually get, first of all.
So, DM, while I'm sure we've been out a little bit, we kind of watched how the parade happened. Have I seen how the guards treat or how they manage the prisoners when they're like around them or walking around them? Something that I would know to like mimic mannerisms, if that makes sense?
Roll me an intellect. See if you've picked up anything.
Intellect? Okay, let me just check something really quick.
So I had a six.
Rolled a nine.
With a nine.
I have this ability. I don't know if it would apply, but it says instincts. You can roll a... Oh, that's not it. I can call upon historical records on any event, but that doesn't really make sense because I don't know much about this place.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have a data pad with me. Is there anything, like, can I try and intercept some signals? Like, can I kind of stand and watch? Are they, or is anybody moving any prisoners or interacting, like guards versus citizens, this compound or around the compound?
Okay, so I'll give you the 9 first, and then I'll train the area. But with the 9, you haven't been able to interact much with the guards. The most you've seen is the fight with Scorchimus, and then when they were running around, try to keep the Sharkticon and kind of stop the parade and the chaos that was happening around. Given the weaponry, they definitely seem like they would probably be more aggressive towards the people around here. But that's everything you've gathered so far. As to connect somewhere, roll me a perception to see if there's a place you can connect. But you definitely, this compound here seems to be isolated. It's mostly guard personnel coming in and out of the building. You don't see any civilians.
Okay, hang on, let me roll this. What is with these rolls? I rolled a freaking 10. Oh my gosh, it's so frustrating.
With the 10, you look around and your only solution at the moment would be to go at the little guard booth and try to see if you can get some information from there. Alita, is there anything you would like to do as you're surveying the area?
Yeah, so do I see any... Is there any way to get some height up where I might be able to get towards Luna's head? Like, am I able to crawl up anything to see?
Roll me a perception.
Okay. Oh, nat 20! Woo!
What is going on? I need your dice, Lindsay.
Are you using digital dice? Because I blame the digital dice.
Yes! Yeah. No, digital dice suck, dude.
They're the worst.
They are absolutely horrible. Like, I know how my different dice sets perform. Like, I know, you know, you can kind of get a feel for how they're going to go for the night. And then every now and then they'll let you down. But they're pretty consistent. But man, these digital dice, you just drive me nuts.
With that natural 20, this area definitely doesn't have any buildings tall enough that would reach the top of this Titan. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a strategic decision. That way nobody could have access to the Titan or tried anything against it. There is a building towards the left of you that is definitely high enough that it will give you an advantage point towards the compound. You will be able to see the inside of the compound that you won't be able to see on the ground. If you want to move towards there.
Yeah, so I'm going to be on comms and just let them know.
Guys, I'm going to go find a higher vantage point. That way I can be your eyes and let you know what's going on before you go in.
Understood. That would be... Anything helps at this point.
Yeah. So I'll explain that. I think you have climbing gear, if I'm not correct. If I'm correct, right?
Yes, climber hooks. Yep. Steel wire rope, 100 feet. Yep.
Okay, yes. Would you like to use those to climb the building, or would you like to go find an entrance and kind of go up the stairs or an elevator if there's any?
If there's like stairs or something, that's a lot less conspicuous than someone scaling a wall.
Okay, come down from the current building that you are and head towards the one on your left, and you survey the building, and you do find some stairways on the opposite side of it, so you wouldn't have been able to see it where you were before, but I'm still giving all of this because of the 20 you got. So it's like almost like a fire escape kind of stairway, and you just start climbing, make your way to the top. And as you're at the top, you can definitely see the inside of this compound, and you see the guards unload big crates of equipment. Some of them say electrical components, computers, analyzers next to the crate, and you can see them carrying them and bringing them inside of the Titan. The Titan's feet have some ramps on them to give access to the inside of the Titan. You see racks of weaponry. There's a building that says armory, and you can see the racks of the weaponry both on the inside and the outside, with sets of armor, different heavy weaponry, snipers and heavy blasters for that. And you can see the compound has a sewer access in the back behind the Titan that is connected to one of the walls.
Awesome.
Hey guys, I think I've got a better plan.
Please tell me the better plan.
Receptors.
Yeah, there's a sewer that appears to be connected to one of the walls. I think that could be your entry point as opposed to trying this subterfuge.
I would like to look very disappointed because you mentioned the word sewer.
I would also like to look very disappointed because of the word sewer.
I have spent the last few episodes getting out of that damn sewer.
We're going back.
I mean, no. Once we get in the compound, we could still use this plot. We'll just bypass the first level of security and we'll look more natural.
People will be less likely to question you if you're already in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I think that might be
one handcuff on one hand.
If you really want to right now, you can put the handcuffs on, Scorchimus, but it might impede your dexterity as we try to navigate the sewers again.
It's up to you, bud.
I hate it when you're right.
I was like, okay. Well, guys, I guess we should go for it.
To the sewers.
Wait, DM. Yes. DM, did I get a key?
Yes, I said that they had little devices with like buttons to unlock and all. And then, yes,
like, you do. I was about to be like, I have one handcuff on my wrist forever now.
I assume that before Alita left, she handed the handcuffs back to Synthwave. That would make sense.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. They were left next to you as Alita disappeared. And you're like, oh,
yeah. All of a sudden, it's just like gift. Like it's magic.
Wow. Ooh, where'd they come from?
It's amazing. We should do this.
All right, gang. Let's get this started.
Okay.
Where's the nearest sewer entry point?
It's towards the south of the walls. They would be behind Luna Star, on the back of her feet. That's where the exit that Alita mentioned. The nearest one that you would be able to access closest to you is towards your right. There's three buildings down. There's a row that you can see a sewer lid on it.
And now that I've found a way in, I am going to go stealthily behind them as well.
Okay, on the buildings, or are you going
to... I'm going to follow them in the sewer, because it doesn't seem to make much sense to have me stay there where I only have like limited visibility, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have the tracker, so yeah.
Yeah.
You have the tracker. You'll just have to pretend to have handcuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Not a problem.
Okay. I will have you go the way you came and behind the buildings. That way you're not walking in front of all the guards.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So you trace back your steps and you go down the road behind the fortress or the compound. You manage to get to the sewer and you open the lid and down you go.
Let's do it.
With the help of Alita's tracker, you will be able to navigate the sewers a lot easier because it'll help you kind of pinpoint the closest location to where Luna Star is. So I will need you all to roll me perceptions with advantage.
Yes.
I guess Alita would be, the tracker would be the one helping you there. So I would have Alita roll perception with advantage as you guide them to the sewers.
The rest of us just roll perception.
I have 20. I can see so good.
I got a 14. I rolled above 10 for the first time tonight.
That's a 18 for me.
Well, we all it know what my optics it are used to be. It's the sewer. It's really messing with it. All the I got a 5
trauma. Okay.
You all managed to stick together. This is more of a group role to help you all stick together through the sewers and not get lost. And you managed to find your way towards the inside of the exit of the sewers and in front of the grate that lets you see on the inside of the compound.
What do we see?
You see the Lunastar's feet with the ramps. They're definitely open and you can see guards coming in and out of the Titan.
How dare they?
And you can hear a whistle go off as the guards drop everything and it seems to be rotation time as the new ones are preparing to come in. You can clearly see the guards. It's like,
break, finally.
And they kind of start walking away.
We have two options. I can go to a random post and try and figure out what's going on, or we can just stick with the old plan. Or I can follow them to wherever they're going for shift change. And I don't, like, we have a couple options now that it's shift change.
I'm not smart enough for this.
You know my idea.
Alita?
I mean, it's either that or we just make a mad dash for inside it while nobody's looking.
Yeah. I genuinely don't know which one would have a higher likelihood of succeeding.
I think the one with the tracker has the most say in this scenario.
I kind of like the idea of a mad dash, especially if they're all moving. They may not even really take the time to look.
Or, I mean, Alita, if you wanted to mad dash, we could cause a distraction.
That
with the whole prisoner thing.
That could work, too. That could work, too.
Because they're not paying attention. If I just start yelling and cracking this whip, it would probably draw attention away from you.
Okay, that works for me.
Everybody else?
I guess I could also make a trap, an explosive to go off.
I have grenades. Do you want one?
Yes.
You know,
okay,
that's a
here's
lot
the deal.
Easier.
All right. I'm going to go out. Alita, you're going to run. When Scorchfire's thing goes off, I'll take the handcuffs and then you can go off and then I'll just pretend to handcuff you guys and then we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I was going to say, should I go with Alita? Because this is sort of my Titan and I
can
chit-chat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it probably a city speaker is a good idea.
Okay.
I'm looking at the both of them. Where do I go?
You set off the explosion and you're the bait.
I love it. I love it. Except for the bait part.
You get to put You'll the be handcuffs fine. On, I'll, buddy.
You're going to have to. I will put the handcuff. Yes, you will be handcuffed. And then I don't know what's going to happen from there, but.
You know, I was all in until we actually got to this step.
But we have to act quick. So give me the handcuffs.
It's going to be great.
Make your explosive device. And I'm going to go out and just kind of mill about until you guys are ready.
Okay, who has the grenades? Because that's easier in making things.
Me. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you... How many do I have? Do you want, like, three?
One should be fine, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Three seems a little excessive.
When we're ready...
Yes.
I'll go out and let's wait, like, I don't know, 10 seconds probably so that I don't seem out of place and you guys... I don't know. You guys can decide when you're ready. I'll just be ready on my end.
Okay, I'll give you, like, 10 nanoclicks. How's that sound?
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
I'm going to grab the handcuffs and the key. Or at least one of the handcuffs can leave the other one with Synthwave in case they encounter somebody they need to subdue. And I'm going to head out into the Great White Yonder.
Okay. You open the great. You come out. All the guards back are against you, so they don't notice you come out. Which position do you want to be? Do you want to be on the ramps of Luna, or do you want to be closer to the armory that's to the left, or do you want to be kind of like closer to the entrance of the compound?
I want to stay where I can. If they're going towards Luna, I'm going to go towards something away from Luna so that hopefully Scorch will get the point to go away from where they're going.
Okay.
Because that would not make much sense. So I'm just going to kind of like trudge that way, like, oh, I have to go and stand on shift, and I'm just kind of making my way towards my post.
Okay, so you would be making your way to the armory, which is the closest one. It would be definitely away from Luna, and it would help you if needed. If things escalate, you would have access to weaponry.
Sure.
After that, it would be Scorchimus that comes out.
I'm throwing a grenade.
Okay. You gotta come out.
Slam Duncan.
Okay, roll me a strength to see how far you throw it.
Great. My strongest side.
I'm out of the suit.
Oh,
I got a 2.
No, you did not.
Okay, so you throw the grenade and
you do
throw
it. I'm surprised as much as everyone else here.
It doesn't make it too far away and it lands right next to Allegory.
Oh no.
Did I also forget the pin?
I would say no, because you were going to throw it already, so no.
I'm so sorry, Allegory.
But Allegory, you definitely hear the beeping of a grenade just landing next to you. And you also heard the thud as it hit the ground.
Grenade! And I'm going to run.
Okay. You say grenade. All the guards are going to turn around. Let me see what they see.
Okay.
They got a 1. They got a 1. So most guards just turn around and they're like, oh, this one's bluffing. There's nothing there. And they continue exiting the compound.
Great.
As Synthwave and Alita come out of the sewers. And I'm assuming you're heading towards the ramp where Luna Star is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Failed successfully there.
That was so
so you both book it towards the entrance of Luna Star. It's definitely clear the landing, and with the help of Synthwave especially, they have knowledge of Luna Stars. They've been in their alt mode in the ship, so it's a little bit easier to go through the tunnels and kind of reach the destination. plus she is connected to Luna as a city speaker. So this will definitely help you, and you start making your way towards Luna. And I would say two, 3 minutes go by and you hear an explosion outside as the grenade goes off. Okay, the grenade was close enough to an ammo box that the ammo box explode and it creates a chain of reaction, and now the armory is on fire and
fireworks.
Things are starting to heat up and start blowing up.
Oh no.
Fireworks. Pretty.
This definitely catches the attention of the guards, and they turn and they start kind of panicking, figuring out what happened. Allegory, you're still at the boat. Oh, you're all playing over there with them, and they're trying to figure out the explosion.
LARPing.
Synthwave and Alita, you keep making your way towards the chambers with the help of Synthwave. You've got it into the air docks, and you start seeing some guards walking down Luna because of the commotion outside. And the air docks are big enough. This is a Titan, so it should be comfortable to kind of move in through there and kind of get to the top. And I want to say 45 to 50 minutes go by. This is a big Titan, maybe more, as it takes you a while to get towards the brain module. And you reach the door and you come out, and in front of you there's a big door that you can open, and then behind you there's a hallway that would lead you back down. Would you like to go into the room, or is there something else you would like to do?
I want to go right in.
Yep.
Okay. You both enter the brain module chamber of this bot. And as you walk into this big chamber, you can definitely see the big brain module in the center. There are cables connected, big cable, little cables coming from the brain module to different parts of the room. These are definitely not normal cables that would be connected to it, as if they're trying to figure out something with this Titan's brain. There's big computers, little computers, and they're all making little beeps and sounds as things start analyzing the brain module. And you can hear some clunking sounds as tools are falling, and a bot is picking them up. And you can see a bot pick their head from behind the brain module. And the bot says, "Steve, is that you? I told you not to bother me." And as this bot steps out a little bit more, you can see that it's mostly silver with some light blue and green accents. This bot, you've met before, actually, both of you. For Alita, you know of this version of them like before the experimentation, but you've definitely known them in a different mode and a different style. Synthwave, you've seen them before, and you actually diagnosed one of them before. It's Senator Shockwave.
I don't know if you could call that diagnosing.
Hey, I did a great job.
Sure.
And you definitely see this bot look surprised to see you, as if it wasn't expecting to see other bots than the guards. And that's where we're going to end it.
What?
But I'm not Steve.
Awesome.
How do I tell him?
I haven't gotten to arrest Scorchimus yet.
Oh, no.
Well, the commotion is still there. You still get a chance next time. Back at the TBD, we focus on the three council members. Historius, who wears a black and white cape, whose features appear that of knights of old, shining even though there appears to be no light source bright enough to cause it. The Nameless One, who wears a golden blue cape, although he himself is colored white with light blue lines, with features that look smooth and futuristic, as all of his limbs appear detached and floaty near their body. And finally, Era, who bears a yellow-golden cape, while his features look like that of royalty, strongly defined features with large shoulders and a fitted crown with lots of curls and intertwining points. The three of them stand within the main command room of the TBD, surrounded by monitors of various timelines, witnessing more and more sweeps invading other threads. Era lifts his hand and points to the nearby screen.
"Here, this is the last time we have Galaxy Wave on cams. A shattered glass thread dubbed 1984 square roots negative 6W outside a bar. Does anyone have any information on this timeline?"
"Ah, Death Beeth, the thread owned by a wicked convoy of the Primus Vanguard.
Yes. What was he doing there is the question indeed. I'm more interested in where he is now, though. The calculations don't make any sense. How are teams 1 and 2 doing?
I am not sure I caught all of that, but...
Historius, how many times do I need to remind you?
Era, I still have yet to understand why I have to put on that fake accent.
Era pauses and looks down at his own hands as if he doesn't recognize them. Optics almost in a trance, lost in his own mind. Then he says quietly,
You wouldn't get it. All that really matters is Mantix bringing back a cross summit here in time before he arrives. If the others are successful in their missions, all the better. If not, we can always grab more with the backup site.
Let's keep the party pumping. Next time on Transform and Rollout.
I'm gonna give him a shove. I said, move it, resistance scum.
Okay, this is not where I thought things were going. Just FYI, between you and I.
You're really telling me you can't walk around invisible?
I give no answer, because that would mean I move.
Oh my god.
Such a worthless power.
No kidding.
I think it's minor invisibility. It only works for a little bit.
But even if he moves, it like, oh my gosh.
With an inhibitor collar, all around you are familiar faces. Worn out places, worn out faces. Sorry, yeah. Staring back at you.
This is Frostfang and Steve. They came with me accidentally. I do hope they could be here with us as they're very involved in what's happening in my previous
Steve
mission.
Waves back.
Are they important to you?
Well, hold on. I can't see. I'm blind. You said I'm blind.
Yeah, but why would I wave back?
But,
we did.